now, podcasting from a two-person hot tub high atop the Butterfield Park Water Tower, it's the E-Town Lowdown with your handsome hosts, Robbie and Rick.
Welcome to another edition of the E-Town Lowdown. Today we have a special guest, Mr. Jim O'Connor, who happens to be chair of the Elmhurst St. Patrick's Day Parade and has been for a number of years. Jim, welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jim. Jim, tell us about when you moved to Elmhurst, how long you lived here, just a little bit about yourself.
We moved to Elmhurst in 1965, went to IC for 12 years, graduated 79, went to COD, then I went to DePaul, then I went to worked at Coca-Cola.
And here you are.
Yep.
So you went to IC. Was that a good experience?
Yes.
And you raised your kids here in Elmhurst?
Yes.
And did you send them to IC?
No, they went to York.
How come you didn't send them to IC?
Because York's gotten a lot better.
And did you have fun at IC when you were there?
A little bit.
And did you graduate near the top of your class?
I graduated.
Okay.
Any stories you want to share about your time at IC?
No.
Did you were you involved in any sports or other activities at IC?
No.
Not at all?
No.
How about at COD? Were you involved in anything there?
I was a manager of the football team.
And tell us about how the football team was at COD back then.
They were good.
Who was the coach?
Bob McDougall.
Is he still there?
No, he's retired.
Where did he go after COD? Anywhere? Or did he?
Joliet Junior College.
Okay. And anything else you did at COD that was fun or at DePaul?
I was a manager of DePaul's basketball team.
And what era was that?
83 and 84.
And any players we may have heard of that played when you were managing?
No.
Nobody? Nobody?
No.
Okay.
Did you hang out with the team, Jim?
No.
How about the cheerleaders?
No.
Would the cheerleaders not want to hang out with you? Or?
No.
What did you major in?
Graduated with American Studies, which would be communications.
And so we've got you here today because you chair the Elmhurst St. Patrick's Day Parade. How long have you been involved with the parade, and how did that happen? How did you become involved with it?
Doug Kusa recruited me out of the Spring Inn. I've been involved all 22 years.
When did you take it over?
I think 15 years ago.
Whose idea was it to have a St. Patrick's Day Parade in Elmhurst?
Tom Marcucci, Kuster, Scott Algrom. Jack Island.
And who you've had a Grand Marshal pretty much every year.
Yeah.
Who was your favorite Grand Marshal?
There is no favorite.
Come on.
I don't have a favorite.
No favorites?
No.
We're not asking you to pick one of your kids.
I don't have a favorite there either.
Have you gone to St. Patrick's Day parades in other cities?
We used to get out of IC to go down to the city, as long as it was during the week. To get out of school.
The main one or the south side?
Main one.
Have you ever been to the south side, Hattiesburg?
Went there once. It's a zoo.
So have you ever been to, is it Savannah, Georgia that has a big?
Yes. No, I've never been there.
No? Is that on your bucket list?
Yes and no. Yes.
Am I on the list to be a Grand Marshal, Jim?
No.
Make a note of that, Robbie. You are not on the list to be a Grand Marshal.
You're not on my list. There might be a list out there that has you on there, but not on my list.
I doubt it, but thank you.
Are there any acts that are not at our parade that you'd really like to land?
I could be very sarcastic right now, but...
Sarcasm's great.
No. No. Our parade's very good.
Was a parade ever called off or delayed because of anything?
No, there was a bomb threat 4 years ago.
Really? What happened with that?
A wackadoodle got onto the patch on Friday and said that he was not a fan of the parade and he was going to put in two pressure cookers, which was right after the marathon in Boston, and the police had to decide whether it was true or not.
Did they figure out who that was before the parade started?
Yes.
And he was arrested, I assume?
Yes. I believe he's still in jail.
Did they come to you to find out about the parade, the police, when they heard about this?
I got woken up at 5 a.m., and I ended up being involved in a couple of meetings. And basically, the biggest thing I was told, don't tell anybody.
So several years back, the governor first joined us at the Elmer St. Patrick's State Parade. Tell us about how that came to be and how we get him back every year.
Now Governor Rauner, when he was running for governor, his office called me. I offered to pick him up in a golf cart out of York High School football field and drive him to his placement. And as I was driving, I offered my business to him. And then he asked me what I was going to do. And I said, well, I'd come back and work and you'd overpay me. Obviously, he didn't work because I still have the business. And then I said, I said basically that you were going to, to him, I said, you'll be back here next year as our governor, as a grand marshal. And he agreed.
And he kept his promise, didn't he?
Yeah.
And how many years in a row will he be here when he's, I assume he's going to be back this year?
Yes.
How many years in a row will that be, including the?
Five.
Five.
How much time do you get to spend with him when he's here, Jim?
Last year's Silverado was 4 hours.
He must like you.
No, I think he likes people.
And
I don't think
he
it's
likes
me.
Silverado too. Probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have there been any changes in the parade route over the years?
Yeah, the first parade started in Lincoln School. In the first parade, the biggest thing Cooster made us all step in front of acts to slow them down is that wanted to be an hour long, and it lasted 65 minutes.
What major improvements have been made then? Over the years to the parade since it started?
Well, the first parade, the city laughed at it. And so I'd say the biggest improvement is the city embraces it.
And what does a parade cost to put on?
Our end is $45,000. And with the city, with fire, police, city workers, I have no idea. It's the most expensive day in the city.
And why do you think the parade is so popular? What is it about it that so many people come out? It's usually a crummy day.
No, but it's not a crummy day. It's the end of winter. You know, everybody's been boxed up and stuck and, you know, there's nothing else going on. So it's just an excuse to go out and have some fun.
I always like to say it's kind of our rite of spring. Even though spring isn't truly here yet, it feels like it's right around the corner.
Right.
And you get to get out on the streets with your friends and neighbors and... it's been a long time coming, and it feels good. So let's take a quick break here on the Lowdown. We'll be right back with Elmer St. Pat's Day Parade Chair Jim O'Connor.
As assistant groundskeeper, I can't afford cable TV. The Dalai Lama himself recommended I listen to Robbie and Rick on the E-Town Lowdown. So I got that going for me, which is nice.
Wow. Guests of the Lowdown will receive an Elmhurst E-Town Lowdown coffee mug suitable for all types of beverages, courtesy of the Elmhurst Armpit Orchestra.
And now it's time for another edition of One Ponce a Time with our good friend and producer, PK.
Boys and girls, let's talk hardware. Not newfangled computer hardware, but good old-fashioned hardware like hammers and saws, nuts and bolts. Yes, indeed. As my daughter used to say when she was 4 years old, one ponce a time, back in the early days of Elmhurst in 1931, Walter Swanson opened a feed store and hatchery near York Street and Butterfield Road. Over time, the store had a line full of hardware and toys. It closed in 1959, but back in the center of town, Sukup's hardware store had opened up in 1920, and it handled a huge line of toys, hardware, appliances, home decor, lawn and garden supplies, gifts, tools, and sporting goods. I remember spending a lot of time in Sukup's with my father in the hardware section, and with my mom in the gifts and appliances section, and with my friends dreaming in the toy section. It was always a special treat to pick out a toy for a friend's birthday party, and then the girls at Sukup's, the ladies at Sukup's would wrap up the present for you. Fond memories. I recall lots of stairs. Halfway up the long flight of stairs was a mezzanine full of ladies in the billing department with those little rubber things on their fingers. Then up to the toy floor and one more flight up to the girls section. The last flight was sporting goods. Lots of stairs, but of course there was an elevator. Soup Cups closed in 1998 and a new retail and office building was built the following year at 116 North York Street. It is now home to Victoria's Gift Shop, Fannie Mae, and Victory Meat and Seafood. Yum, yum. This moment in E-Town history has been brought to you by me, PK, with help from all the fun info found at the Elmhurst History Museum in a reoccurring segment we'll call One Ponce a Time.
This is Bob Robertson, Sr. When I have insomnia, I listen to Robbie and Rick on the E-Town Lowdown. Why don't you?
We're back here in the two-person hot tub above Butterfield Park Water Tower with our special guest, Jim O'Connor, the chair of the Elmhurst St. Patrick's Day Parade. And he has agreed to be subjected to the Elmhurst E-Town Lowdown Mowdown, where we will mow him down to his very core. Robbie?
Tiger or Phil?
Are we talking golf?
Yes.
Neither.
Favorite pizza?
Sausage.
Chain drive or belt drive?
Operators? Garage door openers?
Yes.
Belt.
Golf or curling?
Golf.
Invisibility or super strength?
Invisible.
Bacon or sausage?
Bacon.
Drive or fly?
Drive.
Magic or bird?
Magic.
Iced tea or lemonade?
John Daly or Arnold Palmer.
Favorite holiday?
Thanksgiving.
Pebble Beach or Augusta?
Neither.
Tennis shoes or sneakers?
Sneakers.
Tom Cruise or Tom Hanks?
Hanks.
Spock or Scotty?
Neither.
Beef or seafood?
Beef.
Jack Reacher or Jack Forkian?
Jack Reacher.
Dirty Dozen or Dirty Dancing?
Dirty Dozen.
Grilled cheese or peanut butter and jelly?
Neither.
Fallon or Kimmel?
Neither.
Long Ranger or Tonto?
Silver.
Should men wear sandals?
No.
Wizard of Westwood or Wizard of Oz?
Westwood.
Offense or defense?
Special teams.
Jennifer Aniston or Angelina Jolie?
Neither.
Which shoe should go on first? Left or right?
The one that's ever closest to me.
What's the happiest day of the year in Elmhurst?
Elmhurst St. Patrick's Day.
And with that, we'll take another quick break here on the Lowdown.
What is the deal with Robbie and Rick? Are they geniuses? Are they before their time? I don't know. It's a show about nothing. I think you should listen to them on the E-Town Lowdown.
The Camp Town ladies sing this song. Do-da, do-da. The Camp Town racetrack's 5 miles long. Oh, the do-da day. I bet my money on a bobtail nag.
The staff and management of the E-Town Lowdown would like to assure our more sensitive listeners that our food critic Sal is really half Italian. His mother is from Poland, and his father is from the great country of Italy. We hope you will enjoy and not be offended.
Hey everybody, Slappy Sal, the half Italian food critic here at the E-Town Lowdown. I'm going to tell you about the finest cuisine we got here in E-Town. We're going to talk about sandwiches and sausages, all kinds of stuff. He might even talk about some food that's not Italian. Maybe. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? You listen to old Sal here and you get the lowdown on all the good eats. Last Thursday, I wanted some breakfast, so I headed over to the Fresh Start Cafe, you know, over by Ace Hardware down by the hospital. I happen to have met the owner once. They call him Meech. You know, like Meech you in St. Louis? I figured I'd see how good Meech can make a breakfast. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? So I walk in there. Meech is at the counter, and he nods at me. So I says, hey, Meech. How you doing? He says, hey, Sal. How you doing? Hey, so far so good. So I'm looking around a joint, and there's a bunch of local yahoos in there. I see Mikey the backbreaker, and I see Marky the senator, who, by the way, has a pink toilet sitting in his front yard for some weird reason. I don't know. And I run smack dab into my dear friend, Miss Marianne. And whenever I see her, I got to sing that old song. Come on, Marianne, say you can understand my Marianne. You know that song? It's my guy, Mr. Francis Castelluccio. But you probably know him better as Frankie Valli, but that's a whole nother story. So who do I see up in the balcony? It's none other than Rick from the E-Town Lowdown, sitting at his heavily reinforced table. There's no sign of his good buddies Frank and Leg and Destructo, but he waves me over, so I decide I'd join him for breakfast. Turns out Marky the Senator joins us too. Good times. Turns out Fresh Start's got this great deal. It's called a Dewey Dewey Dewey. Or if you don't speak the Italian language, I'll explain it to you in British. It's the 2 + 2 + 2. You see, you get two of everything. Bada boom. Eggs, bacon, sausage, French toast. By the way, you can tell the toast is French, because if you point a gun at it, it surrenders. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? But you can get pancakes, a waffle, whatever works for you. Turns out Meech also makes a heck of an omelet. They got all kinds of omelets, too. Greek ones, Mexican ones, you name it. One of these days, I'm going to teach Meech how to make an Italian omelet. Get some sausage and peppers in there, you know what I mean? So I get me a mile-high omelet, and this plate is, like, gigantic. I'm looking at it like, how in the good name of Dominic the Donkey am I going to eat all these ham and eggs? Not for nothing, it was delicioso, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? So we put down these huge breakfast plates along with a couple pots of good strong coffee. Gotta tell you, there's nothing better than some eggs and meat to get me started in the morning. I like Fresh Start so much, I may start coming here every Thursday. Can't imagine I'll see Rick and Marky there every Thursday, but hey, who knows? This is Slappy Sal, the half-Italian food critic for the E-Town Lowdown, saying, hey, keep your eyes forward and your belt slightly loosened, just in case.
The E-Town Lowdown encourages you to like Explore Elmhurst on Facebook, a great resource so you too can be in the know when it comes to Elmhurst. Elmhurst, close to everything, unlike anything.
Back home again in dear old Elmhurst, and it seems that I can see the gleaming front porch lights still burning bright through the seven wards of trees. The backyard skunks send all their fragrance through the streets I used to roam. When I dream about the moonlight on her salt creek, how I long for my great big Elmhurst home.
Golly!
The E-Town Lowdown, brought to you by the wonderful folks at the Elmhurst Armpit Orchestra, featuring the biggest bass drum in the world at 9 feet in diameter. Yes, you heard that right. 9 feet in diameter.
And we're back on the E-Town Lowdown with our special guest, Jim O'Connor, the chairman of the Elmhurst St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Jim, I believe you spoke to Governor Rauner about buying your business. And then you coming and working for him, running that business. Tell us a little bit about what that business is.
I own a garage store installation and repair business that's located in Villa Park.
You specialize in anything commercial or residential?
Mostly residential, like 95% residential.
What's the importance of annual or periodic maintenance of a garage store?
Well, it could stop a very inconvenient breakage of your door if you get it checked out. Should do it once a year.
And I know you talked about how much the belt drive was better than the chain drive, and it's much quieter.
Yes.
That's what you put in my house, Jim. It's fantastic.
How would somebody get in touch with you at your business?
630-834-0300.
Do you have a website?
Yes, O'Connor Garage Door. Okay. Also Facebook, O'Connor Garage Door.
So we'll let you do your shameless plug. How many sponsors do you typically get for the average Elmer St. Patrick's Day Parade?
Sponsors? We get enough. I raise, I'm the only one who raises the money, so I pretty much stop when we have it all.
Do you assign your friends certain jobs in the parade?
Yes. Do they do them? No. They like the titles.
What titles do you give them?
Three of them are supposed to be raising money.
Okay.
And no.
They're not doing a good job, are they?
No.
Are any of them on security?
I have a couple on security. And they guard the bars very well.
What type of insurance do you need for the parade?
Get it from Frank Podoti out of Elmhurst. And it's covers everything.
Liability.
Liability. You know, if anything happens, if anything.
Property.
Property. And, or even people getting hurt.
How many people does it require to pull off the parade in terms of volunteers each year?
Elmhurst College comes up with about 120 athletes that we use for marshals. And then we have about another 40 adults to get it done. There's no way we get it done without Elmhurst College and Paul Caron.
The athletic director?
Athletic director.
When do you start preparing for the parade, Jim?
January 1st.
Well, how does that preparation start?
We sit down, have a beer, and go, how are we going to do this?
How do you determine the starting order or the lineup order of the parade?
It goes by the American Legion, who's the Grand Marshal this year. And then it is by elected politicians, which will be our mayor and our city council first, and then the governor after him, and then a pecking order. And then it goes by years in the parade and sponsorship.
Where does the EAO usually go?
What's the
EAO is the Elmhurst Armpit Orchestra, which was invented at a Charity and Scott Algram's wedding, and they have the world's largest drum. And I'd say actually that's the biggest event we have.
How big is that drum?
It's 10 feet, the world's largest.
Really, really big. It's huge.
Yeah.
It's got a great sound.
What city services do you utilize for the parade?
Police, fire, the city workers. They put up 1,200 no parking signs on Friday, and then we'll take them down. And then we have the Boy Scouts who clean the street, and they help us take down the signs.
So if somebody sent you an application and they wanted to fly about 30, 40 drones, how would you handle that?
I'd call the police.
So you're not thrilled about drones in the parade, huh?
It's least of my concerns.
What if they could go and get a beer and bring it to somebody? Would that be a good reason to have a drone there?
I don't believe that's my purpose on this.
I was thinking about myself.
Well, then you take care of it. Why are you asking me?
Just a thought I had, Jim.
So I know from talking with you over the years that there's a lot to putting on a parade, and a lot of people don't realize even something that you would think would be as simple as porta-potties, it could be a nightmare. You've got to have a lot of porta-potties out there. You've got a lot of people on the street that have to go to the bathroom, and they're probably not welcome in the establishments if they're not in there as patrons, right?
Right.
How many porta-potties do you have, and who pays for those? And
36 in ICI, International Contractors, donate those. Very generous, the Bronchi family. And then the jackets for the college kids to signify that they're marshals, Dan Roche and Paul Cook donate them.
From the Roche dealerships?
Yes.
Who cleans up after the parade?
The Boy Scouts do. And they do a great job. They go from the sidewalk through the parkway onto the street, and then they from Harrison all the way up to St. Charles, down Spring, And then they come back into the business district on Sunday.
Does the parade give a donation to the Boy Scouts?
Yes.
Very nice. So what do you do to, not guarantee, that's not what I'm looking for, but to make sure the people watching the parade as well as those who are in the parade are safe? Besides the police, is there anything that you do?
The marshals. I mean, we just keep an eye on, yeah, try to keep people from running in, running out.
How many people in golf carts do you have?
We have 12 golf carts for different functions.
Security.
Yes.
VIP.
Mm-hmm.
Will I ever get a golf cart, Jim?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
So I know a number of years ago, the Elmhurst JCs used to name their Emerald Queen every year. And that's been a while since they've done that, but the Elmhurst Armpit Orchestra has named their queen every year. And tell us about their first queen.
The first queen was Mary O'Connor, who would be my wife. And she made the mistake of emailing you. When you emailed her and showed a picture of the JC's five candidates and who they elected queen, and Mary wanted to know why the EAO didn't have a queen, and now they do.
And so she was the Elmhurst Armpit Orchestra's first queen, and I'm sure you know that our 10-foot drum, as you said, it's really 9 feet, but hey, I'm going with 10 tonight. Our 10-foot drum has been named in her honor. It's named Mary after the first queen of the Elmhurst Armpit Orchestra.
Right.
And there's been a queen every year. How is the queen determined, generally?
Secret committee.
Okay.
Who's on that committee, Jim?
Rich and I. I have a half a vote, and Rich has one
Rick.
Vote.
Rick.
Rick.
Is there a chance that I might ever get to vote?
No.
I thought you were going to ask if there's a chance you'd ever be queen, and yes, there is a chance, Robbie.
Well, thank you. I'll look forward
to that. Especially now that you stopped dyeing your goatee.
Jim, how many more years do you think you'll be chairing the parade?
3 more years.
So you want to get to?
25 years of the parade, and I'll be 60.
So tell us about this year's parade, date, time, Grand Marshal, etc.
It'll be March 10th, 2018. It'll kick off at noon at Wilson, and it ends at Silverado. The Grand Marshal, very deserving of the American Legion. And it's going to be 40 degrees, blue skies, and no wind.
And who was in charge of the weather that day?
Who did I appoint this year? I think I gave it to Morley, who's our mayor here.
Any other questions for him, Robbie?
No, I'm just hoping I can get a golf cart sometime.
Go buy one.
Thank you to our special guest, Jim O'Connor, chair of the Elmhurst St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Jim. I'm looking forward to our next episode.